Longmont celebrates Cinco de Mayo. The 19th annual Longmont celebrates Cinco de Mayo will be held at Roosevelt Park on May 7th with festivities from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. according to a description of the event. Longmont celebrates Cinco de Mayo as an event to celebrate culture and honor the health of the Longmont community. Moreover, Longmont celebrates Cinco de Mayo aims to celebrate this holiday as well as create a better understanding and acceptance of the Latino community. A diverse culture exists in Longmont, and our hope is that Longmont celebrates Cinco de Mayo helps to bring our diverse community together to educate, share, appreciate and enjoy each other's differences, as well as give each other an opportunity to learn about the many resources available to all in our community, the webpage states. The celebration event will include musical and dance entertainment, vendor and information booths, free activities for kids, a car show, a Mexican standoff, break dance competition and lots of food. Event coordinators expect over 7,000 people to attend this year's Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo, and would love for you to join in on the fun. The events around Longmont Celebrates Cinco de Mayo on May 7th will take place regardless of rain or shine. As always, the family-oriented event is alcohol-free, tobacco-free and marijuana-free. Additionally, in support of zero waste, we recommend bringing a refillable water bottle and we will provide water stations. May 5th Boulder Potters Guild Spring Show and Sale. Members of the Boulder Potters Guild will be showing and selling their recent work at this year's Spring Show and Sale from May 5th to May 8th at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. The show, which is just in time for Mother's Day, includes functional, decorative and sculptural ceramic work as well as jewelry, hand-painted silk scarves and embossed note cards. The show includes daily artist demos. Movie night at Central Longmont Presbyterian Church. As a certified earth care congregation, we at Central Longmont Presbyterian Church have committed ourselves not only to reducing our own carbon footprint as a family of faith but working to address the myriad effects of climate change in our community. This commitment arises from our understanding of what it means to be Jesus followers, yet it's a commitment that transcends any religious ideology. Our work as an earthcare congregation is not about posturing or proselytizing, it's about loving all people and all creation. We will be hosting a screening of the film Happening, A Clean Energy Revolution on May 5th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary of Central Longmont Presbyterian Church, at 4th Avenue and Kimbark Street. In Happening, filmmaker James Redford undertakes a personal journey into the dawn of the clean energy era as it creates jobs, turns profits, and makes communities stronger and healthier across the U.S. Happening explores issues of human resilience, social justice, embracing the future, and finding hope for our survival. Following the film will be a question and answer session with David Hornbacher, interim deputy city manager of the City of Longmont, and Karen Dyke, chair of the Sustainable Resilient Longmont Renewable Energy Committee, about the city's commitment to reach 100% renewable energy for electric generation by 2030. The screening and question and answer session are free of charge and open to the community. Line and wait artist talk. Join us at the Firehouse Art Center on May 5th for an in-person talk with artists Courtney Giblin and Clark Valentine from 6 to 8 p.m. Courtney and Clark will discuss their creative processes, works in the show, and the ways their approach to a creative practice overlap and diverge. Moderated by curator Brandy Coons. Distilling the act of creation into its most fundamental elements is an interest of both artists featured in the exhibit, Line and Wait. By focusing exclusively on their respective processes and media, we are rewarded as viewers with works that draw us into their meditative results. Register for the free event here. May 6th Out Boulder County's Cinco de Mayo celebration. Join us at Out Boulder County for guacamole making, followed by a viewing of the film El Baile de los 41 on May 6th, as part of our Cinco de Mayo celebration. The event will run from 6 to 9 p.m. at Out Boulder County's Equality Center of the Rocky Mountains at 3340 Mitchell Lane in Boulder. This will be the first official meeting of Grupo Mariposa, a monthly social group for QTPOC folks. This event, and Grupo Mariposa, are spaces for QTPOC, queer and or trans people of color, folks only. Questions? R. Lopez at outboulder.org. May 7th Grand opening of Wolf & Wren. The well-established wholesale stationery company Wolf & Wren Press opens its doors to its first ever physical location in downtown Longmont. The public is invited to celebrate the occasion at a grand opening event on Saturday, May 7, 2022. The event will run from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The grand opening includes raffles for prizes, free craft activities for children, ages 2 to 12, and access to a beautiful variety of Mother's Day cards and gifts, just in time for the holiday. The new storefront, located within Longmont's Old Town Marketplace at 332 Main Street, is dedicated to stocking clever and delightful paper goods for every occasion. Their 430-square-foot shop is home to a variety of high-quality and affordable greeting cards, prints, wrapping paper, journals, gifts, and handmade art from other women-owned businesses across the U.S. Wolf & Wren is open Tuesday to Thursday 11 to 3 and Friday and Saturday 11 to 4. More information on the company and the grand opening event can be found at wolfandwren.com or on Instagram at wolfandwren. Craftivism 101: Get acquainted with craftivism, learn to embroider, stitch something brilliant and make friends all in just 2 hours, during the Craftivism 101 workshop at the Firehouse Art Center starting at 3 p.m. on May 7. Craft-based activism has been used as a tool of resistance, coalition building and even espionage. Learn from Shannon Downey, a leader in the modern craftivism movement, who will provide an introduction to the history of craftivism and ways you can get involved in the modern movement. Shannon will then teach you how to embroider and have you stabbing it out in no time. She guarantees you walk away from this workshop feeling better than when you arrived. Shannon will have some materials available, but feel free to bring your own embroidery hoop, embroidery floss, 24-gauge tapestry needle, quilter's cotton square, scissors or water-soluble marking pen. Purchase tickets to this workshop here. Longtucky Derby Party. Join us for the 5th annual Longtucky Derby Party at Abbott and Wallace Distilling from 4 to 9 p.m. on May 7. The event will feature mint julep cocktail specials, inflatable roadie relay races in teams of 2 or 4, team sign up with hello at abbottandwallace.com, and the coveted hat contest, where the best hat will win a bottle of bourbon and a trophy. And of course a horse race. May 8th Sunday swing with the Longmont All-Star Jazz Band. Join the Longmont All-Star Jazz Band on the west patio of the Longmont Public Library from 3:30 to 5 p.m. on May 8th for an afternoon of swing tunes and dancing. Bring mom and learn some steps from 3:30 to 4 p.m., then twirl to classic swing tunes by the band until 5 p.m. The 17-player band is directed by longtime teacher Bill Wilkinson, who started the band in 2001. The group has played at Dazzle Nightclub in Denver, performed with the Lawrence Welk Band in Missouri and at the Olympic Torch Ceremony in 2002. This is the third appearance of the All-Stars at the library and you don't want to miss this very talented group of high school students. Registration is not required for this event. May 9th Ignition Dance Fitness, Zumba class at the Elks Lodge. Join Liliana and Katie, licensed Zumba instructors, for a high-energy dance fitness class in the Elks Ballroom every Monday and Thursday at 6 p.m. Live stream is also available. Outdoor Bilingual Storytime. Join us from the City of Longmont Public Library for stories and songs in Spanish and English for children of all ages with librarian Valerie every Monday from 10 to 10:30 a.m. All-aged children with a grown-up are welcome, but this story time is best for 3 years and older. Registration is required each week. Registration for Outdoor Bilingual Storytime will open 1 week before at 9 a.m. Story times are limited to 15 participants at this time, and there is no waitlist. May 10th Speakeasy Open Mic, Downtown Longmont, CO. The Speakeasy Open Mic Night in Longmont is the place to take the stage in Longmont. Every Tuesday night, sign-up starts at 7 p.m. and the first performer starts at 8 p.m. Singers, instrumentalists, comedians, poets, hip-hop, and more. All are welcome. Come see the premier acts in the area, from brand new artists to seasoned performers. May 11th Sip & Stitch with Longmont Yarn Shop at Dry Land Distillers. Join us from Longmont Yarn Shop on the second Wednesday each month this summer as we sip and stitch together. Each month we rotate to a different venue around town. Check the Lee Facebook page or call the shop to see where we are meeting each month if you are unsure or it is not listed below. Mention you are with Longmont Yarn Shop and the staff will show you where the Lee community is seated. Bring your handwork and join in the fun on May 11th at Dry Land Distillers from 4 to 6 p.m. Life is always more fun with friends. Music open mic at Abbott and Wallace Distilling. Bring your talents to the stage at Longtucky every Wednesday during open mic night from 5 to 9 p.m. Sign up for your spot on stage at 5:30 p.m. or reach out to Dalton at 970-214-1447. Performing musicians get one free cocktail. May 12th movie night in the backyard at Summit Tacos every Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. is $5 movie night at Summit Tacos. Kids under 10 years old get in for free. Back bar will be open, slinging drinks and popcorn. The restaurant is open until 9. Bring your own chair or blankets. Front Deranged Comedy Show. Front Deranged Improv Comedy Troupe is back, and we're hitting the stage at Jester's Dinner Theater one last time before the venue closes its doors at the end of May. Jester's has been our home venue since we started our troupe in 2013, and we've made a ton of memories there, many of them insane and wildly inappropriate. Help us pack the place so we can say goodbye in style with some serious farewell funny. As always, Front Deranged players will use your suggestions to create scenes, situations, and clever one-liners in an evening of unscripted and unforgiving comedy. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. on May 12th for the show, which begins at 7:30 p.m. Jester's offers a full food and drink menu. Buy your tickets in advance for just $10 or pay $15 at the door. This is an adult show, so leave those kiddos at home. May 13th Sugar Moon. Wibby Brewing Free Live Music Series. Wibby Brewing Free Live Music Series proudly welcome Sugar Moon back for an open-air pavilion performance on May 13th. Based out of Longmont, Colorado, the female-fronted bluegrass project Sugar Moon blends original and traditional bluegrass music. Members are Ellie Varas, guitar, vocals, Kira Holt, banjo, vocals, Christy Schneider, fiddle, and Matt Malik, bass. Sugar Moon is the perfect acoustic brew, with special shade of blue proving to be a welcome IPA. Strong, earthy, and bittersweet. As part of the Colorado bluegrass scene, Sugar Moon is unique in their makeup. In such a male-dominated genre, their music is undeniably feminine, both with their musical aesthetic and lyrical themes. May 14, Let's Go Sing. Barbershop Around America tickets, multiple dates, Eventbrite. Please join the Long's Peak Chorus for one of our two performances on May 14, 2022. We have a great show lined up, so, let's go sing. Our guest quartet will be the international champions, Stormfront. They will keep you laughing through their whole show. We will also be joined by the Erie High School 5130 Choir. You don't want to miss them. And, our chapter quartets will add their individual styles to the show as well. Let's Go Sing will take all of us through a musical journey to places real and imagined. We can't wait to travel with you and sing for you. Purchase tickets to the 2 p.m. show or 7 p.m. show, both held in Stewart Auditorium at the Longmont Museum on May 14th here. Longmont High School Boosters First Annual Golf Tournament. Show your pride for local schools and support the LHS Boosters by signing up to participate in LHS Boosters First Annual Golf Tournament on May 14th. LHS Boosters supports the school athletic programs and all monies directly support the students. Art of Food Festival. May's Art of Food Festival is the kickoff to the Firehouse Art Center's summer event schedule. Join us on 4th Avenue, between Main and Kaufman, for an afternoon of fun, art, music and farm-to-table fare on May 14th. Shop local artists, meet with local farms, sip, savor and participate in a community-painted street mural. This free event will be fun for all. Come celebrate Longmont's local agriculture and creative community. This is a zero-waste event that will take place rain or shine, so make sure you are prepared.